And that has become sort of this accepted idea of what it is that is divine, that divinity is external to ourself. You know, in the Course in Miracles, they use the word problem twice. In the first case, they say you don't have any problems, though you think you have. And I've addressed that already. And I wrote an entire book about it called The Spiritual Solution to Every Problem. The second place that they mentioned the word problem is where they said, if you do have any problems, you only have one. And your problem is your belief that you are separate from God. Your belief that you are separate from God. And it goes on to suggest, and I have elaborated on this at length in this program and in other places where I've written, suggesting that it was only when we separated ourselves from God that we took on something called problems. And as we began to separate ourselves from God, we took on something that is called, of course, this thing is called the ego. And the ego isn't it isn't anything that you can just check into a hospital, say, look, my problems all stem around this thing called ego. I would like an egoectomy. Just remove it, please, and then I will be fine. The ego is just an idea that we carry around. And we carry around this idea, and the idea has these six components, which are that I am what I have, I am what I do, I am my reputation, I am separate from you, I am separate from what I would like to attract into my life, and I am separate from God. Those are the six components. And we carry around this idea of being separate, and I am my stuff, and my achievements, my acquisitions, and all that I've accomplished, and what others think of me. And when we took this on, we separated ourselves from our divinity, which we can never be separate from, except in our minds. And in our minds, we began to use our minds in such a way that we created all of these things that we now come to call problems, and many suggest that we even call diseases. That our diseases that we experience in the world come about as a result of the way that we think. We know that our thoughts can create diseases. We know that we can raise our blood pressure by the way that we think. Certainly we know that an ulcer has something to do with the way that we process events in the world, that this physical thing that shows up in our body is related to the kinds of ways that we stressfully process our life. So that, who knows, heart disease, cancers, arthritis, cystic fibrosis, whatever it might be, collectively have something to do with the fact that as a species, we have separated ourselves from the perfection into which we were created. And balancing and energy medicine is going to be a way of rebalancing ourselves so that we can learn to live in harmony with these things that are now destroying us. It's a possibility, it's a potential. It's just having a mind that's open to that possibility. But the other things that we have done when we took on this thing called an ego, we have found a way to process virtually everything in terms of our form, our flesh, our spirit. We have left out of the equation. And I'd like to suggest, of course, that treasuring your divinity is nothing more than recognizing that it was perfection that you were born into. One of the other observations that was made by the transcendentalists is expressed by Emerson. He said, the transcendentalists believed that a perfect God would not create imperfection. And thus, man is inherently good, not bad. But we haven't been really raised that way. And further, they believe that they were armed at birth with God-given tools, such as a conscience, to help us to attain the divinity they believe Christ, in the example of his life, promised us. They saw God expressed in nature and in the soul of each and every individual. That a God that is perfect, a God that is divine, would not be someone or something that would be about creating imperfection. That we are perfect creations.